I don't think anybody was unaware that the school had financial difficulties, but I think plenty of people were kept sort of in the dark about how severe they were. One of the reasons to do that, I think, is probably practical, that it's hard to recruit students if what you're sending out in terms of information to new students or their parents or college counselors at high schools is that we're not sure if we can, you know, provide you with 4 years of an education, but you can give it a shot. You know, so obviously there was always the need to portray a positive outlook, to say that things are on the up and up. But it would have been, I think, far better for the institution if those of us in senior management had a realistic impression, a realistic picture of what was happening.
So you run the Sheldon Jackson Watch blog, and it's interesting following that. There seems to be some cohesion left among the former faculty and people who care about Sheldon Jackson Institution, and I wonder if that's a factor of just the end coming so quickly. You never got a chance to really slowly dissolve your unity. I mean, you were just sort of cut loose. What's activity like on the blog? What do you and your colleagues seem most concerned about these days?
Well, I think right now the number one thing we're all thinking about is what is going on with the University of Dubuque and Sheldon Jackson College relationship right now. That has been generating the most news just in general. You know, the school's continuing to struggle with debt and looking at ways to pay it down, and we pay attention to that. But we had originally started the site also to keep us together, to have a cohesive group, because we were waiting for severance, and it took about 10 months. And we wanted to make sure people were in the loop about how to process that. We wanted to figure out how to stay connected. At one point in time, it was really about celebrating students' graduations as they graduated from institutions around the state. And so it was a good time to, it was a good way to keep track of people that way. But for sure, most recently, it's been most about University of Dubuque and Sheldon Jackson College and trying to follow and get information about how that's proceeding.
Are people buying it? I mean, or is everybody just kind of jaded and permanently skeptical about things that come out of the Sheldon Jackson boardroom?
I think depending on how it's described, people are still somewhat optimistic about it, that they would, in the near future, operate a full-fledged college on that site with the same number of employees, 100 faculty and staff, and a few hundred students. I don't think there's a lot of people that think that that's very likely to happen in the near future. You know, part of this stems from the fact that University of Dubuque has said that this needs to be, the campus needs to be debt-free, and it needs to be sort of a debt-neutral operation, that they don't have millions of dollars to invest in the beginning, is the impression I get. And I don't know of higher education institutions that work without that kind of investment. So I think probably what they have in mind is on a much smaller scale, even than the scale SJ was operating at the time of its closure, which was smaller than it had been in years past. It had had twice as many students at different parts of its history. And so I don't think it's going to come back like that for quite some time.
Do you think that's a good idea?
I think it certainly has the potential for a good idea. The devil, I think, would be in the details. There are plenty of us. We did a recent poll on the blog site, and of course, the blog site, you know, certainly is going to skew poll results a certain way based on the majority of people who go to that site have some stake somehow in SJ, and plenty of those folks will probably have the stake because they are the former students, staff, and faculty of the school. But one of the things that we would really want to see is a clean break from the past, and that means in the way in which things probably run, but also with the personnel of who's running it. Jeffrey Bullock at the University of Dubuque seems to me to be a person with a lot of integrity. And so if they really are interested, his story is really unique. His connection to Alaska isn't as random as it may seem, you know, why Iowa, but he has close relationships with professors and members of the University of Dubuque staff who are Tlingit people and Haida people here in southeast Alaska. So I see his interests. I know why. I think it's personal to him. But plenty of us do not have an interest in the administration and the board of trustees of Sheldon Jackson College continuing to be involved. I would definitely be gun-shy to get back involved, get back on board, given what has transpired over the last couple of years.